Amalaki Ekadasi, 2010. This auspicious Ekadasi comes every year during Falgun month, only a few days before Gaur Purnim. And this vow is described in the Brahma Puran. It says anyone observes the sacred vow of Amalaki, he can attain the abode of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Lokam Pradam Nrinam. Once Lord Shiva and Parvati Devi were having a discussion about this Ekadasi, and they said that on this Ekadasi one should fast and bathe in a holy river or with well water, and then go to an Amalaki tree. An Amalaki, or Amla, or Amalaki tree, we get Amla from that. And from the Amla fruit, which is very healthy, rich in vitamin C, we produce Chyawanprash, which is a very healthy tonic, kind of like a jam that people take, Ayurvedic health tonic. It's said that this Amalaki tree was produced from the Kirasagara Mantan, when the demigods and demons were churning the ocean of milk. It's considered to be a form of Durga or a form of Lakshmi. And even the best of demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, they regularly serve the Amalaki tree. This tree is also known as a Vaishnava tree, Vrikshoso Vaishnava Smrita. It's also remembered as a Vaishnava tree. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explains that the devotees or Vaishnavas, they can worship sacred trees like Tulsi, Banyan, or Amalaki. So here Lord Shiva in Brahma Puran is describing, or rather, let's say, this is the Prabhasakanda in Brahma Puran. He's saying one should approach the Amalaki tree and worship the Hari at the root of the tree by offering fresh flowers, then one should perform jagran, stay awake the entire night. Offer a ghee lamp to the tree, and by observing this vow, one can become liberated from all kinds of contamination of Kali Yuga and attain the abode of Lord Hari. Of course, in the Ekadasi Mahatmyam, there is further discussion about this auspicious day, this Vaishnav, worshipping this Vaishnav tree. This is in Ramanda Puran, conversation, Ekadasi Mahatmyam, between King Mandatta and the sage Vasishta, who was the guru of Ramchandra. In that story, he's explaining how the Lord Parasaram, resides in the shade of the Amalaki tree. And this one king, Chaitrarata, he did elaborate puja. And he offered prayers to Lord Parasaram. O Parasaram, O Renuka Suta, you are situated under the shade of the Amalaki tree. O bestower of material enjoyment and liberation, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Then he prayed to the Amalaki tree during his puja. O Amalaki, O sustainer of the universe, O offspring of Lord Brahma, O destroyer of all sins, we offer our respectful obeisances to you. Kindly accept our offering. Now the story is, of course, these Puranas are full of histories with philosophical teachings. So it tells how this king, Chaitrarata, observed jagran in a temple, staying up all night hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And during that time there was one hunter wandering the forest, and he somehow stumbled into that temple, attracted by the music and dancing and lights coming from the temple. He also sat the whole night observing Amalaki Ekadasi. When he died, in his next life, that hunter became a king, King Vidurat. He's very charitable. And one day he was out hunting, as kings do, hunting in the forest, and he fell asleep at night. While he was sleeping, some low-class people, mlechas and yavanas, they thought to get revenge on the king, thinking that he was the cause of their suffering. So they started to attack him with weapons. But much to their surprise, the weapons, they didn't even touch the body of the king. They didn't feel any injury at all. Then suddenly, appearing, coming out of the body or appearing directly from the body of that sleeping king, came a beautiful Devi with a flower garland, and her eyes were reddish with anger, and she had a chakra in her hands. And then she rushed towards those malechas that were trying to kill the king, and she slaughtered them all. Suddenly the king woke up from all this commotion, and he saw this ghastly scene and all these dead and bloodied bodies of the mlechas. He was amazed, because that Devi had disappeared after doing this deed. And he was thinking, who has helped me? Who is my friend that has come to my rescue and protected my life from these powerful demons? Then suddenly an Akashvani pronounced, "This was Lord Keshava, who came to protect you by killing all those mlechas. It is Lord Keshava alone who protects his surrendered devotees." Now, of course, needless to say, the king was amazed by this, hearing this voice and the whole incident, and it really increased his devotion. Well, this story makes a very interesting point. Often we read these stories and we don't deeply think about the philosophical import. Generally, we hear about the different incarnations of the Lord, how they appear, janma karma chame divyam evam yo vati tatvata. The transcendental appearance and activities of the Lord are purifying and ultimately liberating. They can have the power to liberate the faithful, surrendered, conditioned soul. And we hear about Lord Nrisimhadev, who took his birth, or you could say appeared, from a column in Hiranyakashipu's palace with his ferocious Narahari form, half man, half lion, to protect his devotee, Prahlad. And this story we don't hear much, but Srila Prabhupada, he mentions how there are as many incarnations of the Lord as there are waves on the ocean. While the waves in the ocean are endless and crashing on the shoreline, thousands and thousands of waves every day, uncountable, unlimited numbers of waves every year. And that's how many incarnations are of the Lord. It said in the Bhagavatam, the Lord appears in every species of life to liberate the conditioned souls. He comes as a turtle, comes as a wild boar or a pig, comes as a lion, comes as a dwarf. A few lilavatars and descents or incarnations of the Lord are mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Das Avatar, but there are actually hundreds and thousands of avatars and descents of the Lord for the purpose of purifying and liberating the conditioned souls or protecting his devotees, Parichanayam Saranam, Vinashaya Chaduskritam. But this story is telling us that the Lord, not only millions of years ago in Satyuga, can appear from a pillar, but even a few hundred years ago, or in the beginning of Kali Yuga, or whenever this story was, the Lord can appear from the body of a king. He doesn't need a mother, he doesn't need a father, he doesn't need to, like his Nara Leela, his Nara Janam, Vasudev, from the pure consciousness of Vasudev. Krishna entered there and entered the heart of Devaki and came out as her son, Vasudeva Krishna, Devaki Nandan, or Yashoda Nandan. There he had a mother and father. But here he had no mother and father. Krishna appeared directly from the body, the Shakti, Shakti Shaktiman Abheda, the Shakti, a Devi, a divine being, a divine Devi, appeared from the body of the king while he was sleeping. Just like our Radharaman, Thakurji Radharaman, when Gopal Bhatta Goswamiji was resting, while he was resting nearby or alongside of all his 5 or 10, maybe 10, 12 Shalagram Shilas that he was worshipping. One of those Shilas, I believe, known as the Damodar Shila, not sure, I think it was a Damodar Shila, a round transcendental form of the Lord, a round rock coming from Gandaki River in Nepal. That round rock-like, or rock, that Shila, that transcendental form of the Lord as a Govardhan, or Shalagram Shila, excuse me, Shalagram Shila, suddenly at night, while Gopal Bhatta was sleeping, that Shila manifests in, as Tribhungalalitam, Sri Radharaman, Thakurji Radharaman, very beautiful, threefold bending form, beautiful thin waist, powerful legs, powerful chest, arms, beautiful smile, lotus petal eyes, very attractive and beautifully charming form. Suddenly manifests while he was sleeping. On the same way, this king, Vidurat, he was sleeping under a tree in the forest, wearied from a day of hunting in the forest, too tired to return to his palace. And while he was sleeping, out from his body came a Devi. And that Akashvani said that Devi was Krishna, Keshava, Narayan, Lord Narayan. Bhagavan Narayan came as a Devi, Shakti, power. Palana Shakti, protection Shakti, Palana. Rakshishi Titi Vishwaso, Guptutre Varanam Dada, Anokalyena Krishnanu, Anokalyena Sankalpa, Pratikulyasa Varjanam. The Krishna Rakshishi Titi Vishwaso, the devotee has Vishwas, or strong faith, conviction, belief, trust, confidence. Rakshishi Titi Vishwaso, this is Sharanagati Bhav, the mood of surrender and taking shelter of Krishna that the devotee has inherently within his heart, and he expresses it by his life's actions and dealings with the world. He's surrendered. He depends on the Lord. The Lord is his maintainer and protector. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakti pranashiti. Krishna tells Arjuna, declared boldly, listen everyone, listen all your Kauravas and Pandavas. You should understand, hiri hiri, Krishna's bhakti, Krishna bhakti, Krishna das, he is never ever destroyed in any circumstance, for the Lord always protects him. That is Krishna's guarantee. And it was later proven, the battle was fought and the devotees were protected and the demons were annihilated. Parichanaya sadhanam vinashaya tajuskritam. Krishna was preaching the precepts and principles of Bhagavad Gita on the battle of Kurukshetra, and then he upheld them. He protected his devotees, Arjuna, Bhim, Yudhisthira, Nakul, Sahadev, and he annihilated the Duskritis, the bad acting people, the demons, the misbehaved personalities, Duryodhan, Dushasan, Shakuni, etc. So here, this Lord, he appeared, Keshava Narayan, Lord Vishnu appeared as a beautiful Devi. So this point of the Ekadasi story was most impressive or important to us, that to build our faith and increase our conviction that Krishna is everywhere, that he can come right out of my heart and protect me. He can appear anywhere. I should be fearless and confident and assured and feel very secure that my Lord is always with me wherever I go. He will always be there to protect me. He'll protect me through his energies, through an arrangement of his material energies. He'll protect me through the demigods. He'll protect me through my intelligence. He'll protect me through the good instructions or guidance or recommendations of a friend or devotee. He'll protect me through my Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru. He'll protect me by giving me intelligence and insight, which way to go, which way to turn. Or he can protect me by manifesting right out of my body a beautiful Devi, energy, Palana Shakti, protector, Poshana Shakti, a maintainer, maintaining energy, a Shakti, a Devi, that will raise her chakra and annihilate all the enemies within me. Within me or without me. We often told the story of the Sankirtan book distributor in New York City. Some demon accosted him on the sidewalk. Really demoniac person, then he pulled a gun, 38 revolver. He said, "I'm going to kill you." He started chasing that devotee. He was running down the street. He said, "Stop, I'll kill you." So the devotee, in his panic, he didn't know which way to go, and he ran, and he turned left on some little alley. And he ran down the alley, and it was a dead-end street. There was buildings on three sides and only one opening, which he already ran inside, and the demons running behind him with the revolver. And he got to the end of this dead end, or this closed, enclosed alley, small gully. Nowhere to run, nowhere to turn, because buildings on three sides, and then only one opening, one outlet of that street, and the demon is there with his gun. He said, "Okay, stop, stop, don't move. Just stand there, I'm going to kill you. You Krishna, you Hare Krishna." So the devotee was, "Oh, I guess I'm finished. This is it. Riju sarvaharaschaham, Krishna's coming as death." So he seriously started praying to Krishna and fixing his mind and heart on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and begging them to protect him. And the devotee's eyes closed and he's absorbed in praying to the Lord. And then suddenly, while he was thinking, then all of a sudden a gun went off. Boom, boom, a gun blasted. And the devotee thought, "Oh, he shot me." And then the devotee was so much absorbed in the idea. He clutched his hand to his heart and his eyes closed and he fell to the ground. And then a second later, he looked and said, "Hey, wait a minute. I didn't get shot at all. I heard those shots, and I heard that I don't have any blood. No bullet hit me." Then he looked and he saw in front of him, about 15 feet away, he saw this demon lying on the sidewalk, lying on the street in this gully, alley, lying there with blood coming out of his head and the gun just clutched in his hand. And the demon never fired a shot. What happened? What happened was that in this gully in New York City, there are buildings on three sides, all skyscrapers. So up on the 10th floor of the building, when this demon was yelling at this devotee, "I'm going to kill you," this, that, someone heard it. Some guy in that building on the 10th floor, he heard it. He lifted up his window and he said, "What's this? This guy is going to shoot this devotee." And he recognized, you know, he had some kind of familiarity with Hare Krishna's. He saw the devotee with a shaved head, bald head, and dhoti, and trying to sell books, and some demon. So then he took out his rifle, 30-06, because he was some kind of hunter. He would go time to time on vacation hunting in the forest or something. So he took out his rifle and fixed, you know, just aimed at this demon and just blew off his head. And closed the window and put his gun back on the shelf and, you know, had his dinner. This is New York. It's a pretty wild place. So then the devotee got up and he said, "Wow, Krishna protected me. I better get out of here." So then he ran down that alley and went back to the temple and took some Mahaprasad. So this story shows how in the Amalaki Ekadasi story, King Vidurat, in the Brahmanda Puran, he was sleeping and Krishna came out of his body as a devi, with a divine devi and fiery, angry red eyes and a chakra to kill the malechas who were trying to kill the innocent sleeping king. So in this story, which is 10 years ago in New York City, or whatever, 15, Krishna appeared in the apartment as this guy in a skyscraper, and Krishna appeared and took this rifle and shot this demon who was about to kill his devotee. So in this way, Krishna can appear anywhere, at any time, in any circumstance, to protect his surrendered devotee. Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki Jai.